Never mind Bugler Murphy and Clickety-Clack. Everything is going all right. President Pip is up in the engine room now, trying to see if the engines are working the way he wants them to. Oh, I can steer it all right. Here he comes, though. It's all right.
Well, Storyman, how did you get along?
Fine and dandy, President Pip. I don't think we're off our course.
Well, that's good. Let me look at the instruments and I'll soon find out. No, we're going just straight ahead the way we were supposed to. That's fine and dandy. Well, thank you very much. I'll take the controls again now. Yes, we may stop in Toyland. I think it'd be a pretty good idea, don't you, Storyman?
Well, I was just wondering how you're going to be able to land there, though, President Pip. Do they have mooring masts there and everything for big airships like this?
Goodness me, I never thought of that. No, I'm afraid we won't be able to land. We can fly over it, though. We can fly over it. Look, Storyman, we're just going over Funny Paper Land.
Oh, Bugler Murphy and Clickety Clack, look. Happy Duck. Yep. Happy Duck. Where's Happy Duck?
Here's Happy Duck. Look out of the window, Happy Duck. That's Funny Paper Land. See? Can you recognize anybody? I think I see the Cats and Jammer kids there. They're up to some mischief. Yes, that's the Cats and Jammer family there. Well, there's looks like Barney Google and Diddy Moore. And I can tell that's Barney Google because Sparkplug is following him around. Must be hungry. Goodness me. Sparkplug is getting kind of thin. Well, I wonder if we can turn on another motor here. Goodness me. I'll have to be going faster than that. Just a minute, I'll have to see. Well, I guess we'll be going all right.
I hope there's nothing wrong with the motors, President Pip.
No, nothing wrong with them. I just sometimes stop them that way so I can see if they're going right. Now we're going a whole lot faster.
Oh, President Pip, we are going tremendously fast. How are all the little wooden soldiers, Bugler Murphy and Clickety Clack?
They're all asleep, he said. Well. You know, the droning of the motors kind of makes a person sleepy. Did you ever notice that, story, man?
Yes.
You can't go to sleep, though, while you're running a big airship like this. You have to stay awake. Looks like it's a little bit cloudy up ahead there. Ooh, I should say it is.
President Pip, are we getting into a storm?
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised. I can't turn around either. Oh, Stormy Man, what do we do? Maybe it's only a little one. Well, we'll go right through it.
Never mind Bugler Murphy and Clickety Clack. President Pip knows what he's doing.
We'll slow down a little bit here because it looks as though we're going to have to battle with some pretty heavy winds.
Hi, President Pip. It's starting.
Oh, I should say.
Oh, just look through the windows, Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy.
Can't see a thing, though. You can't see a thing. Only whirling snow. You suppose we're getting up into... Oh, story man. You suppose we're going the wrong direction after all?
Oh, I hope not, President Pip.
Well, no, I don't think we are. I intended to go up to the North Pole anyway. Maybe we're going towards the South Pole, though.
Well, the North Pole or the South Pole. They're both poles.
Yes, we couldn't get along. Oh, are we ever swinging? Goodness me, back and forth. And this turning around. Ooh, nearly turned clear around. Sometimes we're going north and sometimes we're going south. Went up.
Oh, my, President Pip.
What's the matter? Are you getting seasick?
Oh, my. Which direction are we going now?
When I look at the instrument board, I think we're going straight up. Oh, I think we're going straight up. I'll have to get this. Oh, my. Good thing we built this good and strong.
I should say it is, President Pip.
Oh, story man, we're blowing towards the ground. We're blowing towards the ground. Oh, what do we do? What do we do?
President Pip, careful. I think we're going to have to land.
Yeah, we're going to have to land.
What is that, President Pip?
Oh, we're landing right near a glacier, I think, or something. Oh, my. Oh, I think we're there. I'll stop the engine. Just a minute, I'll have to take a look around. Story man, you know where we are?
No, President Pip, where are we?
Oh, I don't know. I just wondered if you did. But we're up in the frozen north or else in the frozen south. Frozen at both ends of the world, and we're at one end.
Don't cry, Bugler Murphy. Everything will be all right.
I still wear my magic badge and my magic ring. Story man, isn't that a great big house over there?
It does look like a great big... Why, it's a great big castle, President Pip. Looks as though it were made of snow.
Wait till I look at my map here. Look at the blueprints and the map. Aha, we're at the North Pole after all. And that's the Palace of the Snow King. Let's go over and visit the Snow King. Come on, open the door, somebody. Come on, I've wrapped your little fur coats around you then. Wrap your little fur coats around you. Come on. I think we better bring the little wooden soldiers along, too.
Clack is bravely leading the way.
Oh, there goes my hat. My hat blew off. My hat blew off.
Oh, that's too bad, President Pip. My, but it's cold, isn't it?
Oh, I never saw it so cold. Goodness me, a happy duck is nearly frozen.
Never mind. Perhaps it'll be warm in the Snow King's palace.
Just a minute, I'll have to knock at you.
Seem to be anyone there, does it, President Pip?
No, there's somebody here, all right, if you'll only open the door.
Come in.
Come on, Cleety Clack. Bugler Murphy, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Goodness me.
Well, who are you?
I'm President Pip.
President Pip, I've heard of you, I think. Come right in. And who are you?
I'm the story man.
Who are you?
It's Bugler Murphy.
And who are you?
Piggity Clark. You're nothing. This is Happy Duck. Are you really the Snow King?
Yes, I'm the Snow King. I must get back upon my throne now. So you have come into my clutches, have you?
Into your clutches? What do you mean?
Well, everyone who comes to visit me, I am obliged to freeze them.
You're obliged to freeze them. Oh, I don't think it will be necessary to freeze us. I don't think it will be necessary.
Why, I find it necessary to freeze everyone who comes to visit me. Unless they can make me laugh. No one has ever been able to make me laugh, or any of my courtiers.
Well, we certainly look as though their faces were frozen, all right, some of the courtiers. However, we'll see if we can make you laugh. Now, I'm a poet.
You're a poet?
Yes, I'm a real poet, and I know it. And I'm going to recite a poem. And if you don't laugh, I will be surprised.
If I don't laugh, you will be frozen.
You'd better laugh, then. A little poem entitled, I Still Say I Like Onions. The violets and the roses, too, are pretty and they're sweet. But little friend, I'm asking you, are they much good to eat? Just take an onion, fully grown, a little pinch of salt, the finest fruit I've ever known, with only one small fault. My friends may sadly walk away, as though they felt their bunions. I don't care what people say, I still say I like onions.
Oh, that is funny. That is so funny.
Oh, goodness me. I wonder if I can recite one that'll make all the others laugh.
Well, if you can, you will be doing more than anyone else who's ever been here.
All know, my dear big toe, I can wiggle you when I try. But if I slip and stub you, though, I set me down and cry. What makes you bigger than the rest? To wear my stockings out? But then I like you quite the best because you never pout.
Oh, my.
Well, you have certainly made me laugh at all of my courtiers. Oh, I haven't laughed for 700 years. Well. Oh, now I must tell you something. You are going to receive a reward.
Oh, we're going to receive a reward. That's a whole lot better than being frozen.
I am going to allow you to ascend the crystal stairway.
Crystal stairway?
Yes.
Well, that leads up to the Star King.
You are very, very fortunate to be chosen.
Yes, instead of frozen.
You will be allowed to pass up the winding crystal stairway to visit the Star King. And it isn't often that anyone gets there.
Oh, well, goodness me, Story Man. We'll certainly have something to look forward to. And if the children will listen again, they will hear our experiences.
Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.